Now, this morning we have council candidate for the North Ward, John Phillips. John, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
Now, I understand you were interviewed as part of the investigation into the council. What do you think of the outcomes of that investigation?
Oh, I think they were very thorough, Dominic. It was. It certainly shows that we need to do things better in the town hall, and I'm very much in favour of that happening.
What are the key things that you want to see done better?
I think we need to. We obviously need to look at the issues that have been raised by the investigators, but we also need to do things in planning and in communication and getting out, being open and transparent to the public of Ballarat.
You've been on council for 8 to 9 months.
Yes, right? I got in the March by-election, Dominic, and it's now coming up about 7.5 months.
What do you think you've achieved over that time?
Well, I've brought a different focus to the council. I'm a country type person. I've grown up in the Windermere district all my life, so I've brought a more of a communication and openness to it. And some of the things I've been looking to try and do is to make certain that issues that a council may decide on are taken out to the community as much as possible and to getting things done as quickly as possible rather than just talking about them.
Let's just talk about the investigation a bit more just for a moment. I wonder, are you happy with the elected council as it stands up until, you know, the councils that are currently in those positions? Are you happy with the response of council to the report so far?
Look, we've already started to implement some changes. Trying now to make certain that these things don't happen again. So that's the important part of this whole process. And that will be what needs to happen with the new council, is that we need to make it a high priority to get the changes needed to make certain that there aren't these issues that have happened in the past coming back to be disruptive to council.
It's 7:15. Our talkback number is 1300 303 468, 1300 303 468, for Arthur and Sebastopol. I'm trying to say it properly. 1300 303 468, or you can text us, in fact, 1972 842, 1972 842, if you'd like to raise an issue or ask a question of John Phillips, who's standing again for the North Ward. Now, the sale yards have been sold and will be moved to a site yet to be determined. You were involved with a lot of the consultation going back 4 or 5 years on this project, haven't you? Not in your role as a councillor, but as a person involved in the steering committee.
Yes, Dominic, I was asked to go on an independent relocation committee to find a greenfield site, I suppose, for the new sale yards. And we did that as part of a user group, which covered livestock transporters, livestock users, and a group of people. So we did that, and now it's at the stage where the council has appointed Regional Infrastructure as the preferred tenderer for the process. And at this stage, it's now in their hands. They've actually got to shore up their contractual arrangements, talk with landowners before identifying a site.
What do you think about the process, given that your committee identified, I think, 4 sites that might be suitable for a relocation of the sale yards, and now it seems the company's got to go through that process again to some extent?
Well, I suppose to some degree. I thought we had done a pretty good job initially, and I thought that identified 2 sites in Ballarat and 1 site in the Moorabool area, and I felt that was quite okay, but the council at that time gave the opportunity to tenderers to find an additional site or other sites if they wanted to. So that, I suppose, that took it back a step, but it's now moving forward again.
So if you are re-elected to council, what role would you like council to play when the company does decide on a site?
Well, the tenderers will be given the opportunity to build and run the site, so I think the council will be more of an overseeing type role once they get that up and running, to make sure that it's right for the public of Ballarat and for the farmers in particular.
Right, what sort of consultation would you like to see once that company chooses a site?
I hope certainly that we'll go to the public and see that they have a chance to have a talk to every issue and make certain that all issues are addressed. It's very important for the general public and the farmers to get the right site for the right reasons.
17 minutes after 7 is the time. 1300 303 468 is our talkback number if you'd like to ask Council Candidate John Phillips, Council Candidate in the North Ward, a question or raise an issue. 1300 303 468. Now to some other projects that are ongoing for the city, John. Do you support the diversion of stormwater and ultimately treated wastewater into Lake Wendouree?
I think the idea is very good, and the government have provided money for this to happen, and certainly it's on track now that some of that water will come through. I don't want to see it be taken away from other users at their expense, but it certainly we need to have a pristine lake in the city. We haven't got any lakes at the moment. We're all virtually dry, so we'd like to have something that people can come and enjoy.
What about other major projects like the Civic Hall redevelopment? What do you think of this, and what would you like to see happen?
The Civic Hall's been an ongoing saga for a long period of time, and I really would like to see that get sorted out and move forward. It's just gone on and on and on, and that's no good for anybody.
Are there any other key issues, John, facing the city of Ballarat that you'd like the next council to address if you're elected?
I think we've got to address quite a number of them, but in particular I'd like to see us do a better job with planning. Planning's been a big problem in the city of Ballarat, and look, I understand that there are statutory rules and regulations that have to go with that, but we can certainly improve that and make that better for the public.
Yeah, so what changes would you see and bring about in planning to make it better? What sort of changes do you mean?
Well, I'd like to see us do it so that we can actually get out to the public with maybe some information sheets so they could go away and they have like a tick sheet to go and actually tick that all the boxes. They come back with all the relevant information and becomes a more of a much speedier process in going through planning.
What sort of, can you give me some examples of planning decisions that you'd like made or perhaps areas of the community that you'd like planning infrastructure to address?
Well, I think planning needs to address the timetables that we go through. It gets to be very lengthy in some cases for people to get a planning permit, and it's very frustrating. So I think if we can make it two things, speedier and more easier to follow, I think that will be a big start in getting it in the right process.
Finally, are you a member of a political party?
No, Dominic, I'm completely independent.
All right, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Dominic.
Council candidate for the North Ward, John Phillips.